Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Hello?
Are you still waiting?
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Jampa.
I get all orgasmic when I have pecan pie.
Yeah, clearly you're over there in the Chicago studio rubbing your nipples like some kind of crazy hyena. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, hey everyone, this is Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa, checking my zip code.
Hey everybody, it's Cho, also live in Chicago, Studio B, where my zip code will be starting to get checked in just about 5 years or so.
Wiki wiki wick whack, Betty here. I am your premium lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 288 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, November 27th, 2023. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org. That's C-H-I-A-M-P-A.O-R-G. When you're there, click the menu, click programming, then clicky clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. If you happen to accidentally go to butthorror.com, you will also arrive at our doorstep. Ha ha. Anyway, subscribe, add, like, favorite, do it now, damn it. All right, let's get back to the segment. Betty.
Fine. That was awfully loud.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Yeah, you know, I signed up with Ionos. I now am the legal owner of buttholers.com.
Yay, buttholers.com.
And I am the legal owner of Palmer Office Chair Corporation.com.
Oh, there you go. Branching out into the world.
You know, and I don't sell anything.
No. We don't really sell anything
provide,
either.
I provide ideas.
Grand ideas of what to
grand
do.
Grand ideas.
And stimulations, absolutely.
And if you do end up at buttholers.com, you'll go right to our website.
That's a fantastic thing.
Right?
Yeah, right.
So how's your weekend been, Anthony?
Well,
I haven't done a show in a while.
No, it's been about a month, unfortunately. There's been a lot going on, but... Yeah. You know, things have kind of started calming down again, which is nice. And right now, we're getting the studios packed up, getting ready to, going through stuff to determine what goes away, what goes to Goodwill, and what goes to a dumpster, you know.
So don't put Roger or Betty in the dumpster.
Well, are you sure? Really, I mean, I think we can get a decent amount of money for the scrap metal from Roger right now, especially with the amount of copper he's got. You know, it might actually work out well for us.
Fuck you, Rod.
Oh my goodness. Well, Betty feels the same way. See, I mean, Betty feels exactly the same way. So yeah, I mean, getting everything packed up and figuring all that shit out is always fun. Had a good Thanksgiving holiday. Had some family over, had some family arguments, all works out well. All's well that ends well. But it was a pretty chill week. I can't complain too much. and I am smoking. Right now, I'm actually working on Ruby X, but once this this bowl is done, we will be starting on Neon, which is another hybrid. Both I like them. I get them from Cureleaf in Tampa, and not Cureleaf. I'm sorry. Grow Healthy. My mistake. I get them from Grow Healthy. Yes, Grow Healthy in Tampa. I get you know, the Neon and the Ruby X, and they're both nice, very nice hybrids.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. So, what about you, Joe? What's going on with you?
Well, breaking news. Breaking news.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
I am sad to report that the iconic non-gay gay club Berlin nightclub here in Chicago is closed. That's right, it is closed as of two Sundays ago. There was some just really messed up things going on between the owners of the nightclub, the employees of the nightclub, and a union.
I'm actually surprised, to be honest with you, that they've actually lasted this long. I mean, what, they've 40 years, right? Has it been 40 years? 40 years for them?
That is something to be said, though, that I think of any entertainment and or restaurant. It's really hard to stay in business longer than a few years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, 40 years is, I mean, especially like, with a lot of the bars that have closed already in you know, because I noticed there's been changes, since, you know, in Boys Town, and things have closed. Things are no longer there. Things are no longer there.
And there's another force in the area, and that's the Ricketts in Wrigleyville. And they want everything to be corporate and look nice and shiny.
Of course they do.
So, and as that gets closer to Boys Town, they can still mold it into a gay baseball town.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so, but I'm kind of surprised. And but you know, I don't know if I've actually ever been there, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah. No, John used to go there a lot, but I don't think I was ever. I don't think I've ever been to Berlin. If I have, it was so long ago, I don't remember it.
I will just say all of my times there have been beautiful, wonderful, free moments of just dancing and being drunk as a skunk.
There you go. That's always one way to celebrate.
So.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
And
so
then,
how big was it?
Well, it was pretty big, and then we stuck it up the turkey. And oh, hey, jeez. We're back! Oh. We're back.
So, anyways, yeah, sorry to hear that Berlin nightclub here in Chicago is closed.
Yeah, right.
You know, it is what it is. So it's been a little chilly, and the only other thing in the news on my end is that it was a bacon carnitas and chicken cooking day. I did what you did. And I mass produced the bacon.
Bacon on parchment paper in the oven's way to go, baby.
Yeah.
The only other better way is you just buy the box of bacon when it's already on the parchment paper. You just slide it on the tray and slide it in the oven.
Mm. Yeah.
But nobody needs, I mean, I can't really go through that much bacon. I mean, that's a lot of bacon. To buy a box of bacon, that's a lot of bacon.
You can fuel an army. We currently have carnitas in the slow cooker.
Carnitas in the slow cooker.
I like doing them for 12 hours because then it just makes the meat very tender.
Ooh, tender meat.
And fall apart and all the juices and the spices just interact and they get all frisky with each other. And
they're getting frisky now.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy. And anyways, we are currently smoking Mac 1. And I thought I was going to get the farmer weed out, but I didn't.
No,
because farmer weed would just make me space out, and then you'd be like, Joe?
Hello? Joe. Hello, Joe. Joe, are you there, Joe?
Exactly. So, That's all I got, Anthony. Do we got any voicemails?
No, we have no voicemails.
Okay, Anthony. Well, I am in our chat room, and it is open, folks. So if you're listening live, we'd love to have you come join us in the chat room, or just give us a call today.
There you go.
Or anytime.
Anytime.
At 813-327-8566 on your cellular mobile phone or slim single line with last number redial. What you got for us in the weed corner, Anthony?
All right. Pulling up the weed corner. Our first story comes from Marijuana Moment by Joe Mueller. The city of St. Louis will lose approximately $500,000 in tax revenue after it failed to submit documents with the Missouri Department of Revenue to collect a voter-approved recreational marijuana tax. Bill 139 was passed unanimously by the St. Louis Board of Aldermen last December to ask voters for permission to tax recreational marijuana by 3%. The state tax on recreational marijuana was set at 6% when Missouri voters approved the initiative last November. The city submitted the proper documents and secured a waiver to begin imposing the tax in January, according to the Post-Dispatch report. And our next story comes from Political.
Wait, the state just gets the money?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, right? Go figure. Goes into a slush fund or something. Our next story comes from Political by Marcia Brown and Natalie Fertig. American farmers seized the opportunity to grow hemp after it was legalized in 2018. Farm bill. Hoping the potentially lucrative crop could help keep their businesses afloat. However,
farmers at dinner.
Yeah, right. However, what are you saying? Anyway, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is now revoking hemp licenses of some farmers who have started to grow marijuana in states where it is legal. The inconsistency between federal and state interpretations of the 2018 Farm Bill reflects the larger challenges hemp and marijuana farmers face in an emerging market where two nearly identical agricultural products have very different legal statutes. More than half of Americans now live in states where marijuana possession is legal, and 70% of Americans support marijuana legalization. However, under federal law, it continues to be classified as a highly dangerous drug with no medical Highly dangerous. And the same as heroin. Hemp industry officials complain the lack of legal and regulatory clarity from the federal government has scared off retailers from selling hemp-derived products and tanked the price of the crop. USDA declined to answer specific questions about its decision to rescind certain hemp licenses, but a spokesperson said that the issue remains complicated by marijuana's federal legal status. And that's it for your Weed Corner. Back to you, Joe.
Well, thank you, Anthony, for those informative news stories about what's going on in the latest in marijuana legal and all that jazz. So are you ready for today's fun fact, Anthony?
Sure.
All right. Well, did you know, Anthony, that according to recent research, the human nose can distinguish at least a trillion different odors?
Wow.
I can't even think of a trillion different things. I can't even think of, like, a freaking theme for something I gotta do.
Well, hey, you know.
For New Year's. You know.
Celebrate the nose. Like, do a nose theme.
Do
a nose theme.
It's all about aromas.
It's all about aromas. There you go. It's all about aromas.
What do you smell here?
There you go. There you go. And we'll fart our happy day away.
So, wow, well, wasn't that interesting?
It was.
Well, good. And that was today's fun fact. Just remember, the more you know, and you'll only know by listening to the Joe and Anthony Show. All right, Roger, why don't you do whatever it is you need to do over here. There you are.
Oh, hi. Yeah. It's me, Roger, and I am your trillion different odored out of whack premium all-purpose robot. This is your National Day moment, for today, well it won't be today, if you're not listening today, and today is November 27th, 2023, and oh boy, National Craft Jerky Day, my personal favorite, it's Cyber Monday, woohoo, and, what really all you pie throwers really love, it's National Bavarian Cream Pie Day, wow, let's watch Joe twiddle around a small wheel that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that poops out Bavarian cream everywhere as the bigger wheel spins. No, 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 yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Twiddle away, Joe, and push that button, Anthony.
I like twiddling.
You like twiddling? All right, we're going to twiddle here. Oh, it's super fast wheel.
Aw, but it's the dud one, though.
Well, sometimes we gotta keep the walls and stuff, you know. It's nice to keep these things around the house. All right. Well, let's see. Tonight, our random news story comes from WFLA Channel 8 Tampa Bay and tells us about an unusual patrol that's been making rounds in DeSoto County. The DeSoto County Sheriff's Office is asking drivers to keep an eye out for the Booty Patrol. A white truck has been seen impersonating law enforcement. The Chevy Silverado, which is equipped with red and blue lights, has also been impersonating officials in several other Florida counties as well, the sheriff's office said on Monday. According to police, the Silverado has green decals, including multiple decals that say Booty Patrol around the truck. If any drivers have been pulled over by the Booty Patrol or have any information related to these incidents, call the DeSoto County Sheriff's Office Criminal Investigative Division. And that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
You know, that is a potential show idea, I just want to say.
The Booty Patrol?
Yeah.
Hi, Betty here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John DuBose and many other fine shows we carry on Shyampa Radio. Be sure to visit Shyampa.org. That's Chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule and much more. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty. And before we get to the news sourced by our very own lovable Chip Skipper, edited by his On Crack News team with Dick White, it's time for your Shyampa Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it is not overcast at 22 degrees. The dew point is 11, giving us a wind chill of 8. The humidity is at 83%. Winds are howling out of the west at 16 miles per hour, and for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 16, and there is a gusty butthole alert issued, folks. It's going to be gusty. Hold on to your hand. Hold on to your underwear. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 28, and it'll be continued gusty. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 39 and gusty. And that's your Chicago weather forecast. All right, Anthony, press the flashing any key with even more fiber.
And now,
I think I pushed the button.
Yay. Wow, moose poop is real.
Yay.
Out of Minneapolis, federal customs agents poo-pooed the plans of an Iowa woman who wanted to make jewelry from, of all things, Anthony, giraffe feces.
Okay.
She picked up giraffe feces on a trip to Kenya and brought back it in her luggage to the U.S. of A. The woman declared the small box of feces, which she was selected to have her belongings inspected upon arriving at the Minneapolis St. Paul Airport on September 29th. According to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, The woman, who will not be identified, told officials she planned to use the waste to make a necklace, as she has done in the past with moose poop! Moose poop!
Moose poop.
Moose poop. Giraffe poop can be brought back to the U.S. with the proper permits and inspections, according to Minnesota Public Radio. The station reported that the woman won't face sanctions because she declared the feces and gave it to customs. The agency's agricultural specialists destroyed the giraffe poop. There is a real danger with bringing fecal matter into the U.S. Customs and Border Protection's Chicago field district.
Why is my toilet not flushing?
Said in a statement,
why do I get a leaf blower instead? Damn you!
If this person had entered the U.S. and not declared these items, there is a high possibility a person could have contracted a disease from this jewelry and developed serious health issues. African swine fever, classical swine fever, Newcastle's disease, foot and mouth disease, and swine vernacular vesicular disease are among ailments in Kenya that customs cited as risks. So don't wear moose poop necklaces, folks.
Flush it down the toilet.
As fun as they may look, do not wear them.
If the necklace is brown, flush it down.
Yes.
Why is my button's not working again? Now none of my buttons are working.
Wow.
My thingy broke.
You have issues with your
screen. No, it's been working good for a while, and now it just broke again.
I know. I have updates on mine, and it seems to be A-okay. I'm not sure. I wonder what's happening with you.
I don't know what's happening with me.
Wow.
Why are things so complicated?
There you go. Right. Yay.
Let's move on.
Well, Anthony, if you were advising someone getting married what kind of setting their photo shoot might take place in, would you consider a junkyard or garbage pit? Just curious.
That's a good question. No.
Well, a Taiwanese couple... A Taiwanese couple decked out in a tux and gown embraced in front of a mountain of trash.
A mountain of trash.
In an unorthodox wedding photo. One of the environmental conscious bride hopes will discourage her guests from generating unnecessary garbage. Greenpeace campaigner Iris and her fiancé are having their environmentally friendly wedding in January and asked guests to bring their own containers for taking home leftovers.
And poop. So
sanitary.
And poop. And poop. They have nowhere to poop but in their own containers, people. They're pooping
Marge,
in their containers.
Don't put the poop in with the
Marge, don't
toilet,
poop
Marge.
In the moon wedding cake container.
If any guests are not willing to bring along a container, I would show them the photograph and say, would you reconsider? The 33-year-old told AFP, adding that the photos ended up drawing local media attention. I didn't think it would create such a big sensation. Self-ruled Taiwan, an island of 23 million people, has had a recycling program since 1987, with over 50% of household trash processed through the system, among the highest rates in the world, and probably powering the microprocessor in your computer where you're listening to us right now. But the sanitation crew chief said the amount of garbage there has mushroomed. So back in the 1980s, it was about 20 tons a day. Now it's about 50. Our population is actually decreasing, but Anthony has left us. There he is, but the amount of garbage is increasing every year. The pull dump site was initially a parking lot for garbage trucks, and using it as a waste storage site was supposed to be... But it has now become functioning for 3 years. 2 years ago, it was 5 to 6 stories high, and the smell was even worse. It became unbearable to work here. Now, you know, if you're going to do this right, you're going to just, like, go into the trash, too, you know, and become one with the trash.
Become one with the trash.
And show other
that's
people.
That's a good show title.
You know?
Become one with the trash.
Become one. I'm going to write that down.
Because I think it will apply to like one or two of my Florida news stories, too.
Let's move on.
Okay, let's move on. Let me find my button.
You're speaking.
Well, Anthony.
Yes.
Hipster Stank is here to stay.
Hipster Stank is okay. Here to stay. Okay for Hipster Stank.
You know, I don't know. I guess I need a second opinion about whether I stink or not when I'm not, because I'm alone usually most of the time.
Maybe you do
There's
stink,
no one
Joe.
Here to smell me.
Maybe you stink a lot, Joe. Maybe that's why the smoke detector was going off in the other apartment, Joe. Probably not, but you know. When you're high, you think about these things sometimes. Is a smoke detector going off in my neighbor's apartment because I stink? I don't know. I haven't showered in like 10 days. Or has it been 10 minutes? Or has it been 10 hours? I can't remember.
But let's get back to the point. Yes. Medically reviewed by Susan Bard, MD. There is no standard rule for how often people should shower. How often you shower is a decision that should depend on factors like your activity level and health status, your lifestyle, and, of course, your personal preference. If you work out often or get dirty at work, you may need to shower daily to wash away grime and sweat. People who are less active or whose jobs don't get them dirty may only need to shower a few times a week. While no concrete evidence proves everyone needs to shower daily, every other day, or any other set interval, regular showering is essential. That's because showering is an important part of personal hygiene. Showering helps keep your body clean, such as by avoiding bacterial and fungal infections that can grow in your skin. Showering can also help you with your mental health, helping you keep refreshed. While there is no answer fits all for how often people should shower, you can determine what frequency of showering works best for you by considering your health and lifestyle factors. And, you know, I want to just make an addendum. It's this time of year when it's cold and you drag out your sweaters and your flannel shirt. May I consider that you may please consider washing and or taking them to a dry cleaner? Because being stuck in your closet for a year really has an impact on how it smells. Trust me.
Oh, it makes it kind of stinky.
Trust me. Oh, yes.
Or just run them through the damn dryer. Sometimes running them through a dryer with a dryer sheet does a great job with a sweater.
Real, like on a low setting?
Yeah, like on a low setting like a with a dryer only. Sheet. And sometimes I would do like a wet, like a damp washcloth and a dryer sheet. Run it. It's like a steam clean. Works great. It's wonderfully refreshing.
I just don't understand people. I don't understand hipster stank. I'm sorry.
You know, it's more than hipster stank because I deal with the stank at work too. So there's a stank that I have to deal with there too. So stank is stank. I think there's just a lot of stank going around, and I think the younger folk just don't feel the need to shower anymore.
Wow.
And I think I remember calling it, too, because I remember when I was younger and I saw some kids over at USF. I'm like, man, God, these college kids look nasty and greasy nowadays. But yeah, they still are.
Well, folks, that's a wrap on Joe's news, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his On Crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Oh, thank you very much. Anyway, stanky, greasy children, that's fine. I'm stinking, greasing myself sometimes. I only shower once a month. That's what they used to do back in the days. They'd shower like they'd bathe once a quarter. How about that? Isn't that awesome? This segment was brought to you.
Bathe in a big tub.
Bathe in a big tub. And you took turns in the murky water. Yeah. And the younger you were, the murkier the water you got.
It was more like ivory soap.
Exactly.
It was pure, unadulterated, unfragranced soap.
Yep, and that's where the term don't throw the baby out with the bathwater comes from. This segment was brought to you by Dollar Miscellaneous, where you can find anything from simulated anuses to stuffed zebras. Your everyday needs are available exclusively at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. Call us at 813-327-8566 or send us an email at playus@cheyampa.org. Just do it. This week on This Way Out, revisiting Hollywood's heyday with two girls about town, Gertrude's precious baby always shines. And in the news, the Church of England enters a trial period for queer couple blessings. Latin America's first non-binary judge, Jesus Figueroa Ortega, is brutally murdered. Hong Kong organizers declare their gay games a success for having survived COVID and political obstacles. And the U.S. Supreme Court rejects Republican Governor Ron DeSantis' enforcement on his family-friendly drag show ban, but he's back in the courts. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in 4 minutes while the Booty Patrol tries to figure out how many volts we can send through Joe's booty hole.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Wow.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro-mercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Cheyampa Radio.
You make this shot, you can have anything you want for dinner.
Go, go! I'm Kentucky Fried Chicken, Mom.
You got it, superstar.
Kids love Kentucky Fried Chicken, just like other folks. And with all those delicious fixins', what a meal.
It's finger-licking good! Real goodness from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Tab's got a fabulous chance for you to win a free week at the famous spa and resort, La Costa. To enter, look for Tab's free guide, Spa Secrets from La Costa. It's filled with sassy secrets on fitness, fashion, and beauty. Plus, coupons for Tab and all these great products. You'll find Tab's free guide in these March magazines, along with your chance to go home a sassier you. So enter now to win.
Ooh, Tab's got it sassy.
You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Incompetech.com.
Put a glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Cheyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know that when lightning strikes, it can reach up to 54,000 degrees Fahrenheit? Did you know that about 90% of the world's population kisses? And did you know that the average speed of a skydiver is 124 miles an hour? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Go ahead and cue one of those robots.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Thank God it's today. Yay. Up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverages, my fellow biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and crazy Florida news. Take it away, our lovable Anthony.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
All right, let me find my
You got it, here. Anthony.
Ah, always. Thank you, Betty. All right, before we continue, it is time for your Cheyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not partly cloudy and 60 degrees. The humidity is currently 75%. The dew point is 52 degrees. And the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, increasing clouds with a low around 49. Tuesday will be mostly cloudy with a high near 62. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 47. On Wednesday, sunny with a high near 67. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 49. That's it for your Cheyampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news. Crazy Florida news.
We like crazy Florida news. Unless
it
increases your insurance rate.
Yeah, and most crazy Florida news increases my insurance rates.
Oh.
Tonight, our first Florida story of the night comes from WPDE Channel 15 ABC News out of Florence, South Carolina, and tells us about another villager behaving badly. A man upset when he couldn't get into a car show over the weekend hit a worker with his car is facing a felony charge. Police in Florida said the victim told them about a man being belligerent because he couldn't get in. According to the arrest report, the victim said he told Anthony that he would need to leave the car show due to his aggressive behavior. The victim stated that the defendant threw a paper out of his car towards another staff member and then proceeded to look at the victim and reverse his car into him. The victim stated the defendant purposely and maliciously operated the vehicle in such a way to cause bodily harm due to being upset over being kicked out. The victim said he wanted to prosecute and was taken to the hospital. So yes, this does increase my insurance rates. Anthony told an officer that he arrived at the car show with a group of friends that he got upset when the staff did not let him in after letting another group of cars go in front of him.
Let me in.
Anthony stated the victim approached him and called him an asshole and then said he had to rev his car to get it into reverse. And when he did not see the victim until the victim was on his luggage rack on the rear of the vehicle. Several witnesses said the defendant purposely ran the victim over. Anthony was arrested and began to shake uncontrollably, so he got checked out at the hospital before being booked into jail. The 77-year-old was charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, a second-degree felony. He was booked late Saturday night and released less than 2 hours later in lieu of $5,000 bond.
Yeah, right. You only got to pay, what, like 10%?
I think so, yeah, something like that. All right.
Yeehaw!
Our second story of the night comes from the Tampa Bay Times and tells us about a man living in the Florida lifestyle, one DUI at a time. Pinellas County Sheriff's Office deputies arrested a man this week on the seventh drunken driving charge he has faced in his lifetime. Ronald, 51, was arrested on U.S. 19 and Winding Creek Boulevard just before 11 p.m. on Tuesday, according to reports. Deputies said Ronald was driving a white minivan north on U.S. 19 and was speeding. The van also did not have a tag on it. Deputies noted that he had bloodshot and watery eyes, slurred his speech, and smelled of alcohol. Ronald refused to take field sobriety tests or provide a breath sample. Ronald was arrested on charges of drunken driving, driving with suspended license, and operating an unregistered vehicle. He is also facing a violation of probation charge out of Pasco County for a previous charge of driving without a license. The arrest report notes that Ronald's previous charges of DUI were 1991, 1997, 2005, 2006, and 2017.
Well, he did good for 11 years.
Yeah, and then he fell off the damn wagon. The arrest reports, Robert Ronald was being held at the Pinellas County Jail in lieu of $7,000 bail. An assistant public defender was appointed to represent him and has entered a not guilty plea on behalf. And this is why I pay $4,000 a year in car insurance.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, welcome to Florida.
Sexy
time. Yeah, right. It's not the booty patrol. Ah, yes. Our final and not really so sexy Florida story of the night comes from Click Orlando and tells us about a Florida woman behaving sexily badly sexy at 35,000 feet. A woman riding on a Frontier Airlines flight flashed her fellow passengers on Monday after pulling her pants down mid-flight, according to a video shared with News Channel 6. The woman, who has not been publicly identified, was reportedly one of several passengers headed to Philadelphia from Florida. Footage shared by a passenger shows the woman saying, "Sorry, everyone," before pulling down her pants and squatting in the aisle. She then decided that she intended to relieve herself in the aisle after reportedly being told that she could not use the bathroom by a flight attendant. Other passengers on the flight could be heard shouting at her, with one saying that there were children on the plane. However, she was seen pulling her pants back up, yelling, "I don't give a shit. No, fuck you. I gotta go pee." She eventually walked away and confronted a flight attendant. Meanwhile, another passenger on the flight can be heard saying that poor little boy, likely referring to the young boy in the seat next to where the woman dropped her pants. In another video, the woman was seen confronting several of other passengers aboard the flight while screaming and cursing. Julie, a passenger on the flight, wrote on Facebook, quote, "A passenger was upset that she was required to sit in her assigned seat and decided to pull her pants down on the plane in front of two children. I literally had a front row seat to the spectacle. She threatened to kill another passenger. She threatened me after Jesus. I told her to sit down. I hope she was arrested and banned from flying ever again." And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, before we get back to Betty, if any of these companies want to give a shout out to the Palmer Office Chair Corporation, you know, we can consult with you on some solutions.
And what's that website address again?
Palmer Office Chair Corporation.com. Palmer Office Chair Corporation. .com. Okay. And there's an email. There's an official inquiry email. But, you know, I want to make some commentary on this story. A few things. A, you get to the airport early for a reason, because you go freaking pee. Maybe you get some food. Maybe you poop. But you do all of these things before you board the fucking airplane. Because you know what? A lot of these airplanes are full to the hilt.
Yep.
And there's limited amount of bathrooms. There's a game I play. It's called Airline Manager. And you can buy planes and reconfigure the seatings. And so I've gone and looked at SeatGuru.com. And all these airlines for the same aircraft have way different configurations. So, you know, it's really upon you, the passenger, to always be sure you're properly relieved.
Hi, Betty here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John DuBose and many other fine shows we carry on Shyampa Radio. Be sure to visit Shyampa. Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots. And don't forget me and Roger too. Why don't you be a part of our UniQ studio experience? You can chat during our live broadcasts. Visit chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat, 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 chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, thank you so much, Betty.
You got it, Joe. You got it, Joe.
Oh my God.
You got it, Anthony.
Wow.
That was a hit that should not have been taken.
Ooh.
We got a little too close to the bottom of the pipe on that one.
Oh. So, Anthony,
yes.
Last time we did a show, our show title was...
Bananas and Pajamas?
And I feel like Mrs. Fletcher, pursuant to state law.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, good Lord, I burped hard. I want to watch that show, but I think I need to download Peacock.
What do I see it on? You're not part of... You don't have Roku, do you?
I have a Roku box, but then I would have to connect all that shit.
Okay. There's a Murder, She Wrote channel on Roku.
Really?
Yeah, it's nothing but Jessica Fletcher and her doing her thing. Somehow, how she's able to do all this investigative work and never, like, fucks up a trial or anything. Jesus Christ. She tampers with so much fucking evidence.
Do they do the episodes in sequence?
I believe so. Yeah, I think whenever they do episodes, the Roku channels, I think, believe them do all in order, sequential order.
You know, what I've discovered, I've started to discover binging fatigue.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can't. Usually it's like two or three episodes and I'm done.
I used to be able to do like 4, 5, maybe even 6 episodes.
Oh, fuck. There were times I can do an entire season in a setting.
Yeah.
Ooh, excuse me, but I can't do that anymore.
So, I'm jumping around here because that's how I do things.
Jump around.
I have some show title ideas.
What's your show title idea?
One of them could simply just be The Booty Patrol.
I like that one.
The other one could be Become One with the Trash. The other one could be Become One with the Trash and The Booty Patrol. Or it can just be The Booty Patrol.
Or Join the Booty Patrol.
Join the Booty Patrol. I like it.
There you go. Join the Booty Patrol. It's time to join the Booty Patrol.
You know, I had a chance to go to a gay bar for my birthday, because my birthday was on November 13th. I'm 50 years old now, folks.
Yay, 50 years old. Congratulations.
I'm a double ARP member.
You're a double ARP. You're an A squared RP.
Well, I'm not technically a member until I pay my
Well, yeah, you got to pay those dues. Otherwise, they don't work for you unless you pay those dues. And there we have it, folks.
All of a sudden, I started to think, if I pay a little more, can I get, like, space in your office if I get kicked out of my apartment? And I can't find a...
In the AARP office, yeah. I don't know if they'll take you in, though. That's, I think they're pretty protective of their office space.
But I haven't taken part in any... I need to research, honestly. Seriously, if I'm this old, then I'll fucking take it. You know? Shit. You're going to offer it to me? Then it's, you know... And I don't know if that... becomes, you know, part of the problem with entitlements. You know, if it's something along those lines, if people don't take it, does that free up money for other things? you know, that could be an idea for those that are already well endowed with money.
Well, in a sense, I believe AARP, a lot of their legislative work consists around maintaining the Social Security system in place. So, I mean, it would behoove us if we want to get any Social Security.
Yeah. But I don't know if it's already... Here's my issue, you know, are things already too far gone?
I don't know. They may not be. You know, they may not be. It's... Money is... Debt and money are funny in this country, because the debt that we have really isn't debt.
Funny money.
It's funny money. It's just money we owe ourselves at the end of the day. So, it's so we can keep inflation down. So we owe ourselves money. We write ourselves an IOU.
The thing that bothers me a lot...
Mm.
We've got a little time, right?
Yeah, we got about 7 minutes. Or 4 minutes.
So the thing that bothers me is I see posts in, like, vanished places and things you don't see anymore types of Facebook groups.
Yeah.
Where people say, oh my God, look at this menu at Woolworths. You know, a steak dinner was 25 cents. Well, everything becomes a forgotten realm of the times, which your salary was.
Which was a lot less than today.
You might make a penny a day.
Yeah.
And so that 25 cent steak, you had to work 25 days in order to be able to afford that.
Most people, maybe you could. I think at that time, most people made about $20 to $60 a week.
Okay, but...
Which is not a lot. I mean, when you think about it.
It's not a lot.
So in the grand scheme of things, a quarter, though, a quarter is still, I mean, that's still significant if, you know, you're working with 60 bucks.
But the problem that I'm trying to get at is that people don't realize that what the salary was and things that cost were probably just as horrific as they are now.
Absolutely.
And you're looking at it from a perspective of a steak, 25 cents. Oh, my God. That's cheap. No, it's not. It's not cheap.
Mm-mm.
Get it out of your head that it's cheap. It looks cheap. Because it's a number that looks small as we know it now.
You know, when I first started driving...
I'll get off my soapbox.
No. I'll keep you on your soapbox. But, case in point. When I first started driving, gas was barely over a dollar a gallon.
Oh, yeah.
And that really wasn't that long ago. And... I don't feel I was actually a lot poorer then. I was making a lot less money then. But, I mean, I didn't feel like my dollar went any further then than it does now. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
It was like, if I'm filling up my tank then, even though today I'm like, oh my God, I could fill my tank up for like 20 bucks.
Yeah.
20 bucks then... was a lot more to me. That also bought groceries. That bought groceries. Yeah. That could actually buy, you know, a few days worth of groceries type of situation. Yes. Now a tank of gas is close to $60 a gallon. $60, if not a little bit more. And guess what $60 gets you? A few days worth of groceries. So at the end of the day, it is all relative. Yeah, I know it's crazy when you think about it. But, I mean, in all honesty, $60 at most grocery stores will just give you a few days worth of groceries. Or even a day's worth of groceries, yes.
Or just, like, the expensive
basics,
things that will last you a few weeks, but still...
Shampoo.
They're higher.
So, like, toiletries and shit. That's why I've been doing the Aldi thing. I mean, it saves me a lot of money because, I can walk out of there with a week's worth of food for, you know, 60, 70 bucks.
But my point is, there's so much of that...
Oh, I hate that, yeah.
That kind of thinking, and it's just like... No, things were not necessarily cheaper back then, you know? You didn't have a lot of money to buy that loaf of bread or something.
Yeah.
Especially turn of the century and those earlier times. And now it's like, shit is really expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a case of oranges for a restaurant where I work, it's gone double.
I believe it. I totally believe it. And there's an issue with the oranges. There's an issue with the orange crop, with the orange greening here.
Well, we usually switch to California oranges.
Okay.
At this time of year. And then at summer we'll switch to Florida. So if there's a problem leading,
you're not
going to
get much out of Florida in the summer. We're losing a lot of our crop. A lot of our crop is going away because of the citrus greening thing. I know, it's crazy.
Well, there you have it, folks. If you have an opinion on any of these subjects that we're talking about, give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Well, not anymore, because we're about ready to go into the
ugly lights.
The ugly lights. So, hey,
are you
folks.
Serious?
Yeah. We got 2 minutes till we're closing
time
the show.
Time is just gone.
Well, sometimes the soapbox makes time go quickly. The soapbox will make time go quickly sometimes.
Yeah.
All right, hey folks, it looks like the ugly lights have come on, and there's a chicken in the studio. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
A chicken? Is it a rooster or hen, Anthony?
I think it's a cock.
Oh, unfortunately, that's such, because if it was a hen, I need eggs.
I don't think it's a hen. I don't think there's no chickens. I'm trying to hit. I'm hitting the chicken button, and I'm not getting any noises.
Well, anyway.
I can flush the chicken. How's that? I can flush the chicken down the toilet.
Okay. We're sure glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony Show.
You can make your commute more commutable with weekday rush hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 Eastern in the morning and traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 in the afternoon on Eastern Time Zone every weekday. Also, be sure to catch Headphone Meditations on Saturday nights, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and Hot Dance Mixes from 2 to 6 p.m. on Sunday Tea Dance.
You know.
Oh, my goodness. Someone done put butt cheese in your nose.
Since you're already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in Cheyenne Radio's Technic-Q audio programming.
Get it out.
With extra added perpetual procedures. How do I do this, you ask? Well, it's easy. Just keep any one of your devices perpetually tuned in to Shamper Radio. That's right. Maybe it's your Hustler's special fun and feisty dildonic smart speaker with automatic mouth. Or maybe it's your titanium-plated Bluetooth-enabled commode with bidet and last podcast recall.
Ooh.
Wherever you are, whatever the situation may be, just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. Go there now for a complete listening experience.
Complete listening experience.
And I, you know what, I was debating in my head whether I was going to say anything, but if you are a regular listener of Shyper Radio, especially during Betty Rush Hour, the shows are random. Sometimes it's just craziness.
Yeah, and we basically scrape pretty much anything that comes out, and we try to filter out a lot of shit. And we do. There is a lot of shit that gets caught in the filter, but there's shit, unfortunately, that does make it through from time to time. What was it? An Alex Jones one?
No, it was some podunk in the rural docks somewhere. Filthy.
Gee, if you remember what time, I'll see if I can look it up. It might still be on the charts and I get rid of it. But that's what happens. It's kind of crazy that way.
Well, and you know what? That's what happens too when you don't label your shit.
Right?
Why would you? You're gonna. You don't care.
You don't care. Anyway, thanks for tuning in tonight, everybody. Check out our blog at giantbat.org. If you're interested in recasting the show, contact us at playus@giantbat.org. Remember, folks, you can get two for the price of three if you call now. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with an A for anus.
Where are you, Benny?
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com.
royalty-free music. You are listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.